In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. We are here with a very special guest, the Bachelorette, Charity Lawson. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be here. Can't believe this is happening.
We are pumped. I'm
so excited.
When you walked in, Kay, I'm sorry, over.
That's our relationship name, Che.
Right,
Charity and Kay.
Charity and Kay have this connection that I am witnessing before my eyes. Like, you guys, there's a love here.
It is. It's an infatuation. I'm like, I need to see her. I wish she was here.
You are starstruck, Charity.
I am. I really am.
What is your relationship to Kay? And, like, have you guys spoken in the past? Or how... Give me, because I did notice it right away. There was definite, like, we are besties right away.
Well, we've exchanged a few DMs. She told me when some of the episodes were coming out, and then I would go and watch them, and I'd be like, you guys are hilarious. Obviously, I love you guys. So
thank you.
Yeah. We chatted about this. I sent her the Charity Needs a Stedman. The one. I was like, this. She needs a man that's going to sit back.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
She needs a man to shut the fuck up.
Truly.
I love it. We talked about it, what kind of guy we wanted for you, and we go through, you know, the contestants, so to speak, and give our, you know, our snap reaction to everyone. That's kind of the game we play. I got, like, a negative message about it. Someone was like, you're mean about their jobs.
No, it's funny.
It's a snap reaction that is based in nothing, and we're having fun with it.
Everyone's having fun.
But that's my first question for you, okay? Mm-hmm. Brayden has jumped off the screen.
Yes.
Okay, you just eye rolled a little bit. That should tell us whatever it wants to tell us. You see that earring on Brayden?
I do.
What's your first one word? What are you thinking? Because we talked about it on the podcast that comes out later today. Like, I'm 38.
Right.
Okay. I'm a 38.
I was waiting for the Kevin Hart. Damn.
Charity, I don't feel elder than you, but I also know I'm from a different generation than Brayden, 24.
You are.
Fine.
Correct.
When I see that feather earring, I go, Jared, easy there, big fella.
Oh my God.
This is a generation maybe I don't understand.
Right.
What is your first thought? Because what do you think?
Okay, so initially, I was like, I was not mad about it because they started off very small. So I was like, okay, this is his way of, like, expressing. He's accessorizing. He's having fun.
Sure.
But, like, I feel like every time I talked to him, like, every earring became, like, it just grew. Like, they just kept
somehow
getting bigger.
Somehow it got longer.
And I'm like, what is happening?
Longer.
Literally, I'm like, they just kept expanding. And I'm like, okay, like, what's happening? I don't know.
Well, we play, like, a little bit of a game of, like, would you rather? We play games at the end of this show.
Yeah.
There is a game of, like, at what length do you go, we are not a couple? When is enough enough?
When is it too much? I mean, we see, like, episode two, they started getting, like, on the shoulder. Like, that's too much.
That's too much.
It's too much.
It's
a bob. That's one of those uncomfortable, what's that?
It's a bob. Like, it's giving bob.
It literally is.
Well, that's one of those uncomfortable dating things.
Yeah.
That you go, I see the person... gonna be a no from me, dog.
Right.
You Randy Jackson them right away. And you go, it's not pleasant. It's a little disgusting, but we're human. We are disgusting animals, beasts. You have to look at Brayden's earring at one point and go, all right, ship them off.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's one point where I even sat down and I talked to him and I was like, oh, these are, like, interesting. I was trying to, like, be cute about it, but I was like, you know, trying to cue up, like, what's happening? Like, explain what's going on. And he didn't feed into it.
He's probably like, do you want to borrow a pair? I have.
Yeah, he's like, I have a whole collection back home.
Well, someone could wear those. And listen, that's the thing about this. Like, this is why it's a little uncomfortable. It's like, someone else is like, I like them. And then they seem like a great person or better than someone. Because they're, you know, but I that was my first thing. Like, because we go on this show and we go, this person looked like this thing, and we make fun of it.
Fair enough, honestly. Like, I'm not mad.
It's what it is at this point. And
exactly.
Something that we have learned, going back to our Stedman episode, Brayden is not a Stedman.
Doesn't seem as though.
Couldn't be.
Yeah, I think we can say.
Charity can't speak on
now. You guys get it.
Now, okay, so again, snap reactions. Mm-hmm. Spencer was kind of the, you know, mm-hmm. one of the people that stood out from episode one. He was a little off. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, how did it feel in that moment? Spencer comes out of the limo and is like, hey, kick me in the nuts.
I was like, I didn't know. Like, you guys, y'all saw my reaction was so delayed because I was like trying to process, like, what did he just ask me to do? And I didn't know, like, he was actually extending the invitation for me to do it to him. Like, it just was like, it didn't make sense to me. So I was like, what? And then he was like, go ahead. And I was like, oh, you want me to, like, I was really lost. So I was like, this is
no,
just
but
not...
you handled it so well because.
Okay, thank God.
Absolutely. Just
like, like, what, how else do you respond to that? Either do it or you don't.
Personally, I would have been like, all right.
I know, you're ready to go.
Okay. Okay, like, let me change my shoes. I got steel-plated heels.
But, you know, bringing up the dress and being like, well, I'm in a dress, and I can't even,
I mean, I literally can't, wide stance. I was like, what's happening?
But I think that was, like, such a great segue into, we're not doing this.
We're not.
Right. What, no, but when someone acts like that, when people are so personable and so easygoing, and then someone, you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do with this personality?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know. I think I was like, obviously, like, I mean, you heard me say after he walked in, I was like, that's definitely a wild card because, like, I was not expecting that. But then, like, when I got in and, like, had a conversation with him, like, it still was very, like, a little uncomfortable, but, like, I was seeing him just, like, I think it's just, like, he was attempting, and I don't know if he just knew really what was happening in the moment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I definitely extended grace to him because he opened up about, like, you know, something very vulnerable and you know, important to him. So I couldn't just be like, oh, let me just be an asshole right now.
So he opened up about having a child.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Kay and I talk about this a lot, kind of like a little bit of the, I will call it this, the a little bit of weaponization of vulnerability.
Correct. You're correct.
So do you smell it right away? Is there a moment where you go, because we talked about this on the episode today that, you know, Aaron B., who we like.
Yeah.
He says something very specific. He says, I checked myself into therapy. Mm-hmm. The way he said it to me made it like, I have to assume this is the most serious therapy anyone's ever gone to.
Right.
When it could have just been BetterHelp.
Right.
Well, I don't know if they sponsor right now or have, but it could have been, I did one thing of online therapy.
Yeah.
How do you sniff that out, or are you aware of it?
Yeah.
Can you feel it? Is there some people's sad story, they're like, that's not sad enough. Like, do you ever have that moment?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I mean, referencing back to Aaron, it's like that, like hearing that, I was like, okay, you did therapy, but like how many times? Like, you know, it's
we
like,
need
you
the
just
details.
Saying therapy is not going to, like, let's talk about it some more. So I definitely did like ask more questions about that. And it was like an ongoing process. So I was like, okay, this isn't just you telling me to like do something good.
Right.
But like, obviously with like Spencer, it was like, you know, for it to be a night one conversation, I'm like, I don't even know like where you live. Like, I don't know anything. So it's like, that was a very heavy conversation. But then in the same sense, it's just like, what do you do with this? It's like, I don't know. I really did not know what to do. Like,
well,
honestly.
I'm curious how you sort of come up with how, as a contestant, you come up with, what am I going to share? Like, you know, it's like, I have the kid, I go to therapy, like, Doton with his, you know, showing his background. Like, how do you come up with these sort of, I guess, topics that you want to share? Like, is it just this one seems, because it all kind of like feel bad for me or like relate to me.
Right. Well, I mean, therapy and then like, obviously like Don's was completely different because like that's like in relation to who he is. Like that, that's like his background. That's his, that's important for me to know. But like, and it's same thing with Spencer, but it's just like, when do we decide to do this? It's like the timing of it. It's like, I don't know.
Right.
And how do you do it?
Correct.
You know?
So it's like, I think, I don't know. It was just, it was a lot.
I think that's,
I don't know.
Well, I think that's the difficult part about this show. You know that there's a rabid fan base that's going to look into everything and decide whether you're a good person or a bad person.
Correct. Yeah.
And then you go, and then someone comes to you with their heavy story, and you're like, "This is too soon.
Exactly.
Like, I don't care about you enough to care."
Right.
You know? I don't know about you.
I know that sounds bad, but that's the truth.
I know. It's like, mm-hmm. Can I just get your last name?
Right.
It's like, I don't know.
Oh, you got a kid? Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck. Why is it, who's the kid with now? Well, like, right, where's like, the mom?
Really, who's
is
the
she
mother?
Cool with you being here? Like, I have angry, mean questions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It follows up for a whole other conversation that I just don't know if we're like ready to explore.
Right. I didn't even earn that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be so hard because, and then also you're just, again, Big Brother's watching.
Everybody.
Everybody's watching. Yeah.
Everybody.
And it's like, and then how you have to react again, like putting you in that situation where it's like, they
correct.
Tell you something. It's like, all right, now my reaction is going to be judged by everybody. So how do I mm-hmm. do this in mm-hmm. real time? So
yeah.
I don't look like a dick.
Absolutely. That is exactly what was happening. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. like I need to extend grace and I need to just obviously like tell him like, thank you for sharing this. But then in the back of my head, I'm like, it's a lot. It's
right.
like, okay, like you just shared with me like your not secret, but like biggest thing, a part of your life. And now I have to like figure out how this is going to play for me. And it's a lot of,
it's hard
a lot
to give a real reaction.
Yeah. It's like, it puts the pressure on me. So part of it's like, I feel like a little, I don't want to say inconsiderate, but it's like also like, I don't think they're thinking that.
Well,
they're not.
I think that's why it's weaponized.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're basically like, I got to stay on this show.
Right.
Let me make her the bad person.
Right.
Who's at home, you know, Papa Bear who's looking for
exactly.
love.
Exactly.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
There's something about I wanted to ask you before we get to other stuff.
Yeah.
When they get your brother comes on the show.
Mm-hmm.
when you see that costume.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
What? Do you say, hey, we should fire the costume people?
I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I didn't see the costume until after the fact. Had I seen him out the limo and he put it on right then and there, I would have been like, halt. Stop the cameras. Like, let's figure out, like, who's on set. Like, makeup, let's bring them in. Because it's like, the wig was ridiculous.
The wig was
the
bad.
Mustache. I, like, literally said his mustache looked like Steve Harvey. Like, what's going on? Like, it was so intense. Right. It's so obvious that he was not, like, normal in any sense.
Were like people coming up to you at the cocktail hour the first episode just going, hey, there's like an actor?
No, literally, like, no one said anything. Like, and this is the thing, like, men are just also simple. Just oblivious. Like, you know, if yes, it was yes, if yes. this was woman, like, if it was a, like, Zach's season, if it was all of us in the house, we would have been like, something is off here. Like, we would have called it out. But the guys are just like, whatever. So it's like,
they're
no,
up their own ass,
exactly.
too. They're
so ego-filled. No, right. Yeah, I get. No one brought it up to me. And then I saw him come in when we finally got to sit down and speak. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, why are you dressed like this? Like,
where
what?
Did the budget go? Like, we ABC. Like, we have the money.
I can't. Yeah. Like, what's going on here? This is like, because I do think it's a good idea.
It was.
Great idea.
I agree. I think it was great, but we could have just executed maybe the costume a little bit better.
Right.
That's you had to go opinion. Harder.
Right. Like, something. Or don't give him a costume at all.
I literally said that. I was like, had he walked in the house, like, I think the only person that brought up who they thought he could have been was Josh. He was like, yes. I think you look familiar. But, like, nobody else knew what was going on. So I was like, he probably would have had a better shot just coming in as a normal bartender or guy.
As himself,
whatever.
Because they wouldn't have suspected that at all, ever.
No way.
Now, you were on Zach's season.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed this last episode, you kind of gave Zach some flowers,
yeah,
so to speak.
I did.
You give him credit for, like, and did you, after the show, were you surprised that he wasn't well-liked generally?
I can see why not. I totally can, because I think that's just how he comes off. But, like, when you're actually, like, with him and, like, having conversations, like, he really is, like, a great guy. Like,
genuinely.
We agree.
Truly a great guy,
Yeah, he came in the room here. We did the podcast. Came to my show in Austin. Mm-hmm. Him and Katie, they were... couldn't have been nicer.
Exactly.
And seemingly genuine. You know, so you get off. Do you have a worry of, like, what's my thing going to be? Like, because Zach got it so hard.
Zach
in a
definitely
way
got
that...
it hard, for sure. And I think, like, you know, I try to, doing better, but trying to, like, not read everything about myself. But, like, I remember just, like, from last season, a lot of people were like, oh, like, she cries too much, or, like, she's boring. I'm like, I'm boring because you didn't see my personality. You haven't sat down with me, so you don't know me. But it's like, now it's like the response has been great. So I definitely was a little, like, worried about, like, oh, how are people going to take, like, oh, Trudy's announces The Bachelorette. We only seen this one side of her personality. But it's like, I know at my core, like, who I am. So it's just a matter of time for that to come out.
Right. You get the snap. Well, again, we all do it.
Yeah.
Snap judgment.
Exactly.
I'm doing that with everyone I see.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm curious. So going off of, like, reading what you see about yourself online, et cetera, has there been, like, a tweet or a meme or something, like, really, like, a favorite moment, internet moment that you've seen about yourself online?
So it's, like, crazy because I haven't just even had time to really, like, go through,
digest,
like, all
it,
of, like,
yeah,
about myself. I've seen, like, obviously, like, the memes and tweets about, like, specific, like, the specific episodes, but it's not necessarily about me. It's, like, obviously about Braden's earrings and other stupid shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess for me, no, just, like, the comments in general have just been, like, so, like, supportive and loving. And so that's all I can kind of, like, just go with right
also,
now.
Also, some of this stuff has to feel so far in the past because we are week two.
Right.
You know, you go week two, there were jokes made,
right,
I'm sure, on set. I mean, even Jesse Palmer comes out, calls out the, you know, the outfit that Braden's in.
Right.
You're going, that's, like, you know, I've had a whole evolution since then with different partners.
Right, exactly.
When did you guys record this? I can't remember.
So, like, March, and then I think through May. I don't have exact dates.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember. I was like, this must have been a while ago, because, like, night one, it was pouring down rain. We
it
haven't
was
seen
raining.
That.
Never.
We've never
it
seen
it. It was raining
that.
And freezing. And that dress was so heavy. Like, my night one dress was so heavy. So it did not help that I now had an added element of rain adding to the weight. Like, I was literally, like, walking around like that.
So cool.
Well, on that show, you get, like, you know, you have help with the dress.
Right.
And you have a whole team there. You're the star of a major show on network television, which there's, like, six or seven shows, you know, on network television at this point.
Right.
Do you come off of that experience and go, like, oh my God, like, I'm just now I'm a normal person again? Like, you know, like, I remember I went on, like, the Today Show 4th Hour. And I just remember, like, Kathy Lee having, like, 700 interns that worked for her. Right. And I was like, man. And then she kind of had this air of someone who's had 700 interns her whole life. Right. I can understand how, like, having that for 3 months, you get maybe used to it. Yeah. Do you ever come, what is it like on the other end of it, where it all goes away?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been an adjustment. But, like, I think while I was, like, filming and having access to all of that, like, I never got caught up in it. Like, right. It was nice, but it's like, this isn't reality, and I don't think I ever, like, let myself forget that, which was, like, helpful for the transition after.
Yeah.
So, like, now being back and, like, obviously I'm trying to, like, navigate and do life on my own, it's not as much of a shock, but I think still just, like, the added element of just, like, being recognized and, like, people coming up to you. It's, like, right. I forget sometimes, like, my life before this was, like, completely normal, and now it's, like, I know it's probably not going to be the same, but whatever.
I would be 7 minutes in. I'd be like, bring me my espresso!
I know! 100%.
Now!
The ego would just be...
A monster.
Literally, I know. He
immediately.
He would be bad.
Bow to me! Yeah, it would be crazy how
insane.
Quickly...
Insane.
Wow. So we talked about you today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean this in a glowing... nice way.
Okay.
I hope it comes off.
What's
this is
happening?
Always
going to
be. I would be I sitting in your chair being like,
I'm letting Jared take this one.
I want to be open and honest about everything.
Okay.
You gave off nerdy vibes.
Oh, in Zach season?
No, last episode.
Oh, God.
Would you consider yourself nerdy or no?
Nerdy vibes. I need it. Explanation.
I don't
right
know.
Now.
It just felt like
what was nerdy? What did I do that was nerdy?
It was just I don't know your interaction. It was almost like you were like overcome with like I can't believe this is happening.
Probably it was week two. So
right.
Yeah, you're accurate.
I don't know. Do you consider yourself nerdy? Are you into like nerdy stuff? Video games? I don't know.
No. Yeah. I think I'd say I'm.
She's like no.
I'm probably yeah no. Probably.
I'm not gonna do something on a podcast and not say it to you directly if I have you here.
I appreciate that. But I would clarify, not nerdy. Probably more quirky. Mm. I can be weird at times.
Okay.
I mean, I can own up to that. But, like, I wouldn't say nerdy. I don't know if that's, like, the best description.
Okay.
So
fine. I'm wrong.
Fair, you
that's
are.
Okay.
I'm a nerdy Marvel girly. I love Marvel. Have the Infinity Stones on my ring.
Oh, wait. This is cute.
Kay and I have this in common, actually.
Yeah.
Marvel references come up, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, I know Kay likes it, so
yeah.
I can say it. Now, okay. Disney.
Okay. Yeah. The whole...
Let me read what
don't
was...
Don't you worry.
My dad's calling me.
Don't you worry.
So I'm the
know,
nerd.
I know.
Dad calls
I know
him at 38.
The beautiful bio that okay. you written on me. It was funny.
Okay.
I'll give you
again,
that.
Again, snap judgment.
It was
hilarious.
Wrote about, okay, listen.
So you wanted to move to Disney World.
That was not true.
Not true.
That was never
I
true.
I understand that you go and sit down with someone in a bio and they go,
that,
you like Disney? And then they're like, you're moving to Disney World.
That is never. That never came out of my mouth.
Okay.
I have been to Disney World plenty of times. I will say that.
I'm
but to move
it.
There, to live there, no way. Maybe stay a night in the Cinderella castle. I'm sure I could probably say that when I was like 16.
Sure.
Yeah. But like.
So would you consider yourself a Disney adult?
I don't know if that's accurate.
Okay.
Like, are you going to Disney to get engaged? Are
no.
we taking pictures in the mouse ears?
Okay, I do have mouse ears.
Yeah.
I can say that. Yeah,
yeah
I do
I'm trying
have
to figure
mouse
out
ears.
How Disney are you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like in the middle.
Okay.
But I'm not like the extreme like fanatic. Like I'm not crazy about it.
Okay, I have some questions on this.
Go for
if
it.
If we don't mind.
Go
okay,
for it.
You ready? Have you ever cried at Disney World?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Good. That's a
like, as in, like seeing a character or something.
Yeah,
no
you
way.
Saw a character. You were overcome with joy from. Listen, we've now TikTok has brought us into this world, and you see people like seeing Goofy, and they're like, oh,
yeah, yeah, no,
you know, like,
that's not
like
okay,
falling
right,
to their
someone,
knees.
Right.
No, you will never catch me doing
okay.
that. Are you kidding?
Here's the thing: we get only so much about. So, this is why we're here talking
let's
about.
Let's clear
it.
The air.
Let's
truly.
Clear the air. How do you feel? Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Captain Hook, Ursula, Jafar.
Oh my God, this is awful.
Right?
Okay,
all things.
I will say, oh my God, fuck me, kill. oh my God, no way.
Captain Hook, Jafar, Ursula.
Jafar scares me, so I'd have to kill him. Like, he's so
okay.
scary.
Kill
I feel
Jafar.
I feel like you have to fuck Captain Hook.
I was going to say, Ursula, we'll marry her, and then we'll fuck Captain Hook.
Right,
like,
Captain Hook can do different attachments for the hands.
No
you
way.
Know, that'd be fun. You know, we
keep,
don't know.
Keeping things interesting.
Right.
Love that.
Interesting. Okay. So, Kay, Are you on the same page?
I mean, yeah, Jafar is a little too much. I think Captain Hook.
Jafar literally is terrifying.
Would go crazy in bed.
right. Okay. Yeah, so get rid of Jafar. I'm marrying Ursula. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm
Ursula,
fucking
you gotta marry
Captain
Ursula. She'll give you whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She'll make
tentacles. That's fun. Coming
you
at
share
you
makeup.
From all
she
angles.
Cast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the Disney questions.
Okay.
We had to clear the air.
I'm so glad.
Here on The Bachelor, you heard it here first.
Charity is not a Disney adult.
Not a Disney
She's not
adult.
A Disney adult. She's a I'm glad we know now.
Average Disney adult.
Just okay with Disney World. Yeah. Listen, you go to Epcot, to Around the World, get a drink at every place.
I will.
I've done that.
I mean, I'm trying to accomplish that. I have yet to successfully check that off my list. I have not. I pass out in Japan, so yeah.
Great.
Thank God.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So after the show, will you stay in therapy, counseling?
I don't know. I think I definitely want to like incorporate it somehow, some way. Don't really know what that looks like, but I don't know if I necessarily will be like going back to the office. Of Kayslo was insane before. Don't see myself doing that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because when you asked her if she was going back to therapy, I forgot that that's what she did. And I thought,
yeah,
you
like, as in like, no, I currently like, am seeing a therapist. So, yeah. I still am in therapy. Right.
I mean, that's got to help seeing
these
guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ugh, so needed. Are you kidding?
Is it hard to not like go from date to like, it ain't going to work between us. Now let's just move to therapy right now. Like, that's got to be difficult because you can't, they didn't ask for it, but you're like, I could ask you a few questions to open up some doors here.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely utilize it to my advantage for sure.
For sure. I would. Sure. You have to. It's like a,
I would
a,
be
a
stupid.
Superpower.
I would be stupid not to. Truly.
I have a question just sort of going back off of like, you know, therapy and seeing all this stuff happen. Like, I know, you know, coming off the show, all you saw was what you saw. When you were recording, you know, like everything that was being taped is what you saw. Mm. So like the reaction we talked about this morning, like the reaction to like Brayden bringing that stuff to you was like very me pissed.
Yeah.
I was like, because I saw everything else. I saw how he was with the guys. I saw how he was like in his interviews. So like when he if he would have come to me then, I would have been like livid.
This is when Brayden basically was mad that there was a kissing competition.
Correct.
And then acted differently
with
the men than he did with you, Charity.
Correct.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
No, yeah, thank you. So, like, how is it going back and seeing these moments that you completely missed? Because I don't think, I mean, you haven't seen the show yet,
are you kidding?
Right? Like, you're watching this in real time. So
I'm watching
how is that?
The World. Oh, I'm... Rightfully so, I can say it, but I'm pissed.
Right.
I'm livid because it's like I only see like 20%, like not even a fraction, like barely.
You only
and it's
see
like,
what you
I
see.
I only have our moments to be. Like I don't see it. I don't. I'm definitely not asking these guys what's going on in the house because like I'm focused on the connection. Like I don't care.
Right.
But it's like people like Adrian who's bringing up these things. It's like part of me like hates that you're bringing it up to me, but then also like I don't have insight. So like I'm. Kind of glad that you are, but then it's like people like Brayden where it's like you're completely different with me and then you're running your mouth in the house acting crazy,
right?
Like,
and if you're using your time to bring this up, it must be important.
Correct.
You know, the spring break thing,
that's exactly where my head is like, oh, you're spending time, so it's like you're talking about this, it has to be of some sort of severity.
You're trusting them, like that's why would you not trust them if they're talking to you about this, you know?
Correct. Yeah.
Was Brayden the most surprising, you know, watch versus in person, or was there anyone else that like we haven't seen that that was like that hasn't gotten their time yet that we're gonna be surprised?
Hang tight.
Okay.
Hang tight.
So people pop up.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we like to hear. We like a tease.
We love a good tease.
Love it.
Hang tight.
Amazing.
I'm just really excited because Jared and I talked about this earlier that there's fewer guys this season. And so yeah, we're getting to know them way more, which we love because past seasons were like, you know what? Can't even memorize their names till we get to the top 10.
No, so much going
like,
on.
That's insane. Yeah. But now we actually get to know these guys so much more, regardless, almost regardless of how much screen time they had. I feel like we know them, and I'm excited
to dive
a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you happy there were less guys?
I was.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like I had more, like, dates, and the dates weren't as big, so it was, like, even, like, group dates when it's, like, normally, like, 15 people or 12 people on a date. It's, like, I had, like, 8 or 6, so it's, like, a lot more, like, time, like, where I could split my time to get to know them on an individual level.
Right. It's so funny how these things become, like, you know, headlines.
Yeah.
Charity gets less guys. And then it's pretty easy to be like, well, look what they're doing to charity. And then you go, well, actually.
Everything.
Right.
Way everything better.
Right.
Who cares?
And you look at this way, like, you know, look at the dating apps. More doesn't mean better.
Truly.
I'm the first to say.
More
does not mean better.
Did you see your guys and go, I'm pumped about this?
Oh, or yeah.
You were like, you looked at the whole group. You're like, everything I'm into is here. There isn't like, this is my types are here, all that stuff.
Yeah, I will definitely say like after night one, like obviously out the limo, it's like I'm going off of first impression. Like, okay, like this is a shallow answer for me, but like just how attractive you are. So right. I was like, okay. And then like once I had conversations with some of the men, I'm like, oh, like these are actually like men of substance. So like I was like really excited and hopeful. And then like leaving night one, I was like, yeah, this is like my group. Truly.
It's also so funny that like, you know, guys are stupid. We're up our own ass.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to figure out what we're saying when we're saying it.
Because
your brother called out Aaron B.
Yeah.
He was like, I like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He mentioned Aaron S. just in general.
Being like skeptical about the process, journey, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Which now looking and after episode 2 where Aaron S. is like kind of the producer's guy. That
the narrator.
Like the narrator of the show.
Literally narrating.
Love
so it.
It
makes sense that his sniff test on Aaron S. was like, this guy's talking about process.
Correct.
Right? So now he's involved in the process. And then he had this thing about Braden, which we disagreed with at the time, where it was like, oh, he seemed like he was genuinely excited. But like, your brother sniffed something on this guy.
Something was, yeah, for sure.
He nailed it's like, it.
He nailed it. You know, you gotta listen to your brother. You gotta,
I know.
Like, when a guy, like, say all you want about guys, I agree, we're pieces of shit, we're assholes, whatever. Like, you know, whatever. But you go, there was something.
Yeah.
That he was going,
something's not right.
Bro doesn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro
definitely
doesn't pass.
Definitely eating my words after watching.
Right.
Like, damn. Because at first we were like, yo, I feel like this show's gaslighting us into making us think we don't like Braden. It's like, but why wouldn't I want someone who's excited to be here for me?
Right.
Talking about all this stuff. It's like, yeah. And now it's like, oh.
Well, right. Exactly. And then again, it's like when I'm watching this back, exactly how I feel. I'm like, damn, like, I think I got played a little bit. Like, what's going on? Like,
unreal.
Just a little bit, because I don't see it all. But I'm going off of the initial interactions, and, like, that's all right. I can go with. I'm like, yeah, I had fun with Braden. Like, he's a good time.
You're looking through a keyhole.
Truly.
Yeah.
Like, having a great time. Nothing else.
What's the coolest thing that's happened since being the Bachelorette? Like, off show, is there something you met someone and you were like, how am I meeting this person?
Oh, I can talk about it. This past weekend, I was at the Essence Fest.
Okay.
And I got to meet Cheryl Lee Ralph and Chandra Wilson. Like, these are icons.
Really
just won, like, Emmys. Like, are you kidding? Like, legends. And we had, like, dinner together. Like, it was...
Dinner!
Oh, it was, like, intimate, like, in the best way. Like, I just, like, really had, like, conversations. Like, she's such a great, like, person, but, like, mentor in a sense. Like, she is so excited about the season. She's never watched the show before, so now she's like tuned in. Just having people, like literally having people being brought in just because they see something in me, and I'm like, okay, I love this. But I was just fangirling because I was like, this is a space that I never imagined myself being in.
I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
To not just, this isn't like a, hey, nice to meet you.
No.
This was a dinner.
It was a dinner. Yeah.
That's huge. That's really cool, love though. It. Like, creating your own fan base, and it's like these people who, you know, you look up to. That's really
truly
cool.
yeah It's good.
Love it. Well, listen, we don't want to take too much of your time. This was amazing.
I can sit here all day.
So I'm fun. Just excited to see Kay and Charity come together. This was like, I can already see the Instagram stories coming.
Don't you worry.
I'm going to LA soon. I was like, I need to cancel my meetings. I was like, I got to be on this fucking call.
Love, love, love. I'm glad to be here because you guys are great.
Oh, no, we're pumped you came. You're our, you know, the second person. Lately, we've been getting more people from the show coming on. We usually were.
Oh, early, you know, too.
I'm the second? Oh, wait, number two. Okay.
No, this is great.
Yeah, I love that.
We're pumped. So thank you so much.
Thank you,
everyone,
guys.
Of course, tune into The Bachelorette every Monday night, 9 o'clock. And can't thank you enough for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.